It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
Some of us are doing this more than 25 times every day. What is it for $505? Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I think we laugh
25 times a day.
At least.
Yeah. I would say that. I mean, whether it's like a little chuckle, or an all out laugh, I would say that's a pretty good
guess. Say in 1 hour, I laugh at Brett at least 25 times just from 5:30 a.m. to 6 a.m.
That's true.
It is nonstop behind the scenes here with him.
But sorry, Sam, that's not the correct guess.
Darn. Oh. All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Keep the guesses coming, 888-333-B101. Some of us are doing this more than 25 times every day. We've got $505. What is it? For $505, some of us are doing this more than 25 times every day. Let's see if Kim has the correct answer. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. What's your guess?
I'm going to say thinking about the weekend.
I mean, I think about the weekend every single second of every day. All the time. And today is like on overdrive. I'm like, what time is it? 7:23. Okay, almost there.
Like, wait, but what do you...
Weekend.
I mean, yes, I think that people think about the weekend for sure. But like, what are you thinking about?
Just not being at work.
Not being... Right? Like, yeah, that's just, what you're thinking about the weekend, yeah. Not being
at work. Is your job that hard?
No, it's nothing to do with anyone I work with. At all. It's just
so
literally.
He might be the rudest person.
He is.
Just so you know.
So rude.
Kim, what do you think about when you're thinking about the weekend? What are you thinking about?
What I'm doing.
What
where
you're
I'm going.
Doing. Okay. All right. That's a good point. All right. Laura looked this up. It's actually around 10 times a day that the average person thinks about the weekend. Yeah. But good guess. Thank you for trying.
Thanks. Bye. Have a good day.
Have a good day. All right. Let's try Kevin. See if he has the correct answer. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
What's your guess?
I'm going to say some people smoke a cigarette more than 25 times a day.
Who is still smoking 25 cigarettes? I'm going to slap them on their hand.
Who is still smoking? They shouldn't be at all.
I know. Kevin, are you a smoker?
Sometimes.
Not 25 times. But not 25 times. Okay, there's the positive side of the story. The negative side is still that you're still smoking. But
how many cigarettes in a pack? Do we determine that?
Kevin, you're our expert. Kevin.
Kevin?
Don't get shy now, Kev.
Look, we just shamed him and he hung up.
We lost Kevin. Kevin, we're very sorry.
He got mad.
It was incorrect.
Kevin, sorry, it's wrong. The average person smokes 11 to 12 cigarettes per day. There's people who are still smokers.
And there are, I guess, 20 cigarettes?
In a pack. Okay. Yuck. Stop smoking, everyone. All right, let's go to Caroline. Good morning, Caroline.
Please don't hang up on us if you don't like our response.
No.
I won't.
Some of us are doing this more than 25 times every day. What do you think it is?
How about daydream?
Daydreaming. Do you daydream, Bobby?
All the
time.
Or are
you just thinking about the weekend?
I think about the weekend. That's my daydreaming. I'm like, oh, what time is happy hour? 11 a.m.? Maybe noon?
Wow. All right. Listen to this. People daydream or experience mind wandering for roughly 30 to 47% of waking hours.
Have you ever driven on the Schuylkill? Those people are nuts. They're not paying attention. They're cutting people off.
Actually, like in real life, if 47% of your day is daydreaming.
We're mostly not in real life ever.
Wow. Caroline, sorry, not the correct answer.
But, all right.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You can dream about another time when winning.
47%? That is so much.
I don't know. I'm not shocked by that at all.
You're not?
No. I mean, the amount of times we've had to say on the air, we do the impossible question at 7:10 and 9:10, and we get calls every day. What time you guys do that? Wait. They're not paying attention. People aren't listening all the time.
But that doesn't necessarily mean they're daydreaming. What do you consider daydreaming? Like, to me, I think it's like thinking about something that's not actually happening or going to happen.
Okay.
Like your dream, your daydream.
You're just thinking about something else.
Like on
you,
a beach.
Like yeah. You got Laura and Brett, you'll understand this. Like Kathy around 8:45 in the morning when all of a sudden we start losing her.
I love when you say that, by the way. That does not happen. Just so you know.
All of a sudden she's
looking
around.
I just morph into Brett.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Bobby, you're asking if I notice? No, I don't notice. I just said 90% of my day is spent with my mind wandering.
I just think that's a lot. 47%. I think that is a high number. 47% of waking hours.
Wow.
Okay, so stop daydreaming.
Yes.
Get your guesses ready, and we're going to do it again at 9:10.
It's not yawning.
For $505 this morning on a Friday, some of us are doing this more than 25 times every day. What is it? That's the impossible question. Good morning, Dawn.
Dawn's on the moon.
Good morning.
Are you on the moon?
There's some interesting background noise there.
Yeah. No, I'm driving.
Ah.
All right, Dawn, what do you think it is?
Scratching yourself.
Say it one more time for me.
Like itching yourself, scratching.
Scratching or yourself. Itching yourself.
Do you have psoriasis? Like, what's going on here? Is there a medical condition? 25 times a day? Seems like a lot.
No, maybe some people do.
Actually, that's low, Bobby.
What?
97 times a day, somebody scratches an itch on their body.
Wow.
Wow.
That's the average time. Yeah, so actually 25 is low, Dawn. Sorry.
That's okay.
Have a great weekend.
Have a good day. You too.
Yeah, 97 times an itch.
I wonder how many times they're in private or in public. It's like, you know, like, no one's looking right now.
Bobby.
Well, I didn't say where.
Philly Family Fun.
Oh, thank you, Laura.
This show is taking a turn. $505. Some of us are doing this more than 25 times every day. What is it? 888-333-B101. We've got $505 this morning for the impossible question. Some of us are doing this more than 25 times every day. Good morning, Leanne.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So what do you think it is?
I think it's eating. Snacking and eating all day. I work with a bunch of foodies, and that's all they do.
Well, we have one here in the studio that if you try to take her food, she will murder you. And that is one Laura Boss.
Three meals or 25? Leanne, good thinking, but no. The average person doesn't eat 25 times a day. Sorry.
All right, guys, have a good weekend.
You too. Have a great weekend.
Or eats 26.
This is really spiraled out of control.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to Faye. Good morning, Faye.
Hello, guys. How are we all?
We're good. So what do you think it is, Faye?
Well, I think that 25 people overthink all day long.
Overthinking. Yeah.
You know what? I think that that 25 times people overthink all day. I know I do.
I definitely do. Okay, let's see. The average person generates over 6,000 to 70,000 thoughts per day. There's no fixed number of how many times a person overthinks, but it is often. And they say that it is unproductive. So we do know that. Sorry, Faye, that's not the correct answer.
Good job overthinking.
Guys, you have a great weekend coming up now.
You too.
Thank you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
So okay, sweet.
70,000 thoughts per day?
Wow.
Jeez.
That's a lot.
And you just stop thinking.
Yes. I'm right there with you. You should stop thinking.
Let's go to Denise. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Some of us are doing this more than 25 times every day. What do you think?
Talking to our kids.
Oh,
wow.
I think it's more.
You think it's more than that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. She's like, oh, that means I lost.
Wait, hold on.
I'll tell you this. Great guess. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Great guess.
All right.
Have a great weekend. Think about it a little more, okay?
All right. Have a good weekend, everyone.
You too.
There is no single magic number, but children living at home, experts often recommend dedicated connection moments such as the 7-7-7 rule. So 7 minutes in the morning, after school, and before bed, you should at least be talking to them that amount. That's under 25.
I mean, you have phone calls from your kid during the show.
Yeah.
No, I'm not buying you that right now. I'm on the air. Bye.
He called this morning for skate guards. He said he asked me to pick it up. At a specific location because they didn't have it at the one near our house.
You're not doing anything right now, Mom. I've heard the show. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I did get that phone call today. Thank you guys for a great week. This was fun. I'm going to be out tonight at Barstool on Sansom Street, 5:30 until 7:30 with Super Bowl champion Rodney McLeod and a bunch of current Eagles players, former Eagles players. They said some surprise guests. We're raising funds for Change Our Future Foundation. So 5:30 until 7:30. Hopefully you'll come out, say hi.
Yeah, hopefully you get to see Brett tomorrow in a dunk tank too, right?
Yeah, Brett's, I was just going to say, don't forget there. The Survivors Family Day is tomorrow at FOP Lodge 5, which is in Northeast Philadelphia on Caroline Road. You can go to FOP5.org for information and for tickets. And anybody else doing anything this weekend?
No, we're just going to be marveling at everything you guys are doing this weekend. But we do have a clip of the day.
Wait, and real quick, sorry. The event tonight, Brett, you're coming out, right?
I'm going to try. Yeah.
Yeah, oh. I think Brett's going to be there too. So come out and say hi.